Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I'm going to read an excerpt from my book, The Uncommon Woman. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, I pondered that and I thought about what that must have been like for him, knowing that this evil plan was in full motion behind his back. And how does he respond, especially in light of today? We are reacting all over the place, but Jesus made not one move apart from the Father. He never reacted. He always responded to the Father and did the next thing that God told him to. And I just want to just share just my perspective on that night. And this is from my book, The Uncommon Woman. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. He thanked God as he said to his disciples, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." On that same night, Jesus lifted up the cup of wine. He thanked his Father and said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins, a token of the new and everlasting covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." Though his betrayal was in motion, he served communion. He reclined at the table in the presence of his enemy. Jesus knew that in a few short hours he would face rejection, torture, and execution. And with the longing and passion of his humble heart, he looked forward to getting his disciples around the table for the sake of communion. Before his followers had a chance to be traumatized by the devil's evil schemes, Jesus put a flag in the ground. In so many words, he said to them, "Remember this, remember us. Remember that the enemy has not taken my life. I have freely given it. Remember that though your badness once disqualified you, the Father's goodness has saved you. This is the new covenant. Remember that though I'm well aware of what lies ahead of me on the cross, my deepest desire beforehand is to be with you, to break bread with you, and remind you that my promises are true. Though schemes are being devised behind my back, I want you, my beloved ones, to see my face." Oh, the love of Jesus. How many times do you suppose that night was replayed in the minds of the disciples? Did the impact of Jesus' actions have an increasingly greater place in their lives as they grew in their faith over the years? And what does this scene have to do with prayer versus pettiness? I just can't get this phrase out of my mind. On the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body given up for you." As if that night was one seamless, kingly piece of fabric, Jesus served, he loved, and amidst the plan against his own life, he reminded us to remember him. Outside, the soldiers were receiving their orders to find and capture a rebel. Inside, the King of the universe was preparing to go to the cross. Empty accusations, kingdom response. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.